I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. This is your own program. You're listening to Arabic English Radio, Muslim Lady. And I am Asma, at your service as the host. And we have Sister Zainab with us to help us with some more of ideas upon women. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for having me.
And thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to be here with you, because that means that we're going to have too many interesting things to talk about. So previously on Muslim Lady, we talked about anger and how women can control it. We had some tips upon it, to go for meditations, to relax, to think more about your biological issues, and to just, take care of every single thing that is happening to you. Be so much more smooth with the things that happen around you. Avoid toxic people and things just like that. Well, generally speaking, we're talking about women's trait and behaviors. One of the characteristics that might happen to them, and they have to control it, was anger. Still, we can have some more of discussions upon that fact, and Sister Zainab would actually help us with that.
So we have been talking about some of the anger management tips, which are really important for a woman, because as you rightly mentioned, that she's the engine of a family, and if she is not able to control herself, as Imam Ali Lissam said, it will control everything. It will consume everything like a fire.
If she feels blue, the entire family would feel blue.
Exactly. So talking about fire, we also have some of the narrations which say about controlling anger techniques. They say that Shaitan is made of fire and the anger comes from Shaitan. So whenever you feel angry, go for ablution. You'll cool down actually that way. Or if you're sitting, stand up. Change your state. Change your state. That's very important. And so we have so many things like that in Islam, how you can control your anger. Apart from that, we also have some of the things that we can actually practice in our daily lives. Like, you can manage your expectations. Be realistic.
Yeah.
Be realistic. Like, we sometimes have these unrealistic expectations that can lead us to disappointment and anger. So we have to be very, very realistic about what can and what cannot be controlled, or what to be expecting, what not to be expecting.
From other people around us.
Exactly. We should be very realistic, because sometimes what hurts us a lot or leads us to anger is these unrealistic expectations.
That is very true, yeah. Because as women, we want everything to go so perfect. And since we care about details, we go by every single detail. And then when a single thing is not according to what we wish it to be, we feel so sad, so depressed, and so as if something, a disaster has happened.
And sometimes, like, if you are very, very possessive or very, very sensitive, hypersensitive regarding the issues, then you should be seeking some professional help. Go to a consultant or go to a medical professional who can actually see what is causing your
anger.
That was
a great hint, actually. I don't know if other women who are listening to us can relate to this or not, but I guess all of us have this idea of being super possessive toward the people that we love.
Yeah.
And then that would cause, again, into sadness and anger. And but before we get into some more, let's go on a break and then I'll be back. this is Muslim Lady. I am Asma. Sister Zainab is with us to help us know more about women and how to control anger and about some other features of women. So we were talking about being over-possessive, which comes out of being so much protective.
Yeah. Yeah, and women have that a lot, which ends up them making hurt or angry, as we have been talking about, anger management tips in women. So, yes, possessiveness in women is something that really drags them to a very...
Sad situation
to a very lowest emotional level where they are not able to control themselves. And that's, again, yeah, being protective. You know, there are two ways. I was just reading a few days ago. I was just traveling somewhere and I was just getting bored and then I just started studying something. I was studying about a psychologist who said that compared to women who are not feeling well. And they are just traveling with their partner. And there's this one woman, she says to her husband, hey, excuse me, can you please stop by a drugstore so that I can take some medications? I've not been feeling well. This is one situation. And another situation is like, there's a woman who again is in the same situation, but she won't speak at all. Rather, after some time, she would tell her husband, you were supposed to stop by a drugstore because you were knowing I was not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of a situation could lead them into more distress. The first option is much more healthy and wise to use in communication because the second situation is very normal. She has not been needy. She has not been talking something abnormal. But the way of expression was different.
Exactly.
She's possessive about her health. She's expecting now, like, see, sometimes we should be understanding this fact that the revelation stopped long time ago.
Yeah.
And it's not our husbands, they will get revelation that how I'm feeling like. We should be expressing ourselves.
And by the way, men, I have noticed that the men, because they do not notice details, they cannot understand things as deep as women.
Exactly. Exactly. Very minutely and very... So we're talking about being possessive. When you are in relationships, when you are in a family and you're very, very possessive about something, just because you love and care.
Exactly.
It's okay to love and care, but it's exactly equally important to...
Be understanding.
Being understanding, practicing self-care. Because exactly. If you're possessive, you're not being... caring about your own self. So practice self-care, take yourself some physical and emotional needs that help you manage stress and anger more effectively. Practice them.
Yeah, and have realistic expectations, just as Sister mentioned it.
Create healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's very important to setting healthy boundaries to avoid triggering situations, to avoid something that you're not able to manage or control, especially mm-hmm. when you're possessive, you're not able to. You have not set a boundary, you're not able to manage those emotions now.
Now, just to control time, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So we're talking about anger management. The thing that is, we actually are addressing women since this is your own program, Muslim Ladies. And yes, Sister Zainab is telling us to control our anger in different situations because we are the engine of the families, because we are the hearth, because we have to control things, and because we are the mothers, the caring ones. So now the question is that like this, that we have always this burden upon our shoulder to control our anger and to just keep it in?
Not really. So anger management is good. It's necessary. But sometimes it's an emotion that's that Allah has kept within us. So when He has kept this within us, He is wise. We say He's Hakim, He's wise, and He has that wisdom. And with that wisdom, we understand if we have this intrinsic feature emotion, it must be expressed at a particular place.
Mm-hmm.
So expressing this emotion at the right place is very important.
Like, and in the rightest way.
Exactly. Recognize the positive aspects of expressing your anger. Like, you know, while excessive anger can be problematic, but some anger can be healthy and motivate us to make positive change or even stand up for ourselves or learn to recognize when anger is helpful and when it could be used constructively, like standing up for yourself.
Exactly.
Sometimes you see that you are now in a family where your rights are not being taken care of and it's going over your head. So talk, express your anger. Expressing your anger here does not mean pick up a glass and throw it on somebody's head.
Or kill other people, dagger them.
Yeah. Throw the, you know, kitchen utensils on someone, mm-hmm. or break things around, break the mirrors, or, you know, other things.
It's not a war, you know. You should just consider the fact that it's not a battlefield. You have a tongue and you have a brain, so you can use both in order to convey your
meaning.
Express
your displeasure.
Exactly.
You can use your tongue to express your displeasure, but when I say express it, use your tongue, I again do not mean use abusive language.
Exactly.
It's very important to...
And it's beneath a woman to just use a kind of a language that does not suit a lady.
But unfortunately, in today's world, we have so many advertisements. I have seen these so many quotes, like, you know, the realistic people, the very heart pure people. These are the people with a pure heart who, if you have seen people who are abused so much, who get angry so much, or these are the very pure-hearted people because they don't keep anything within them. They throw it all out and they express it. They are not hypocritic. They are not this and that. This is all nonsense, I'll tell you. And there are some quotes which say that these people have seen a lot in their lives, so that's why they express their anger. This is again nonsense, because there's nothing burden that more than that the Prophet, peace be upon him, or his daughter has seen.
Yeah.
Like even the Lady Zahra salam alayha says, if had there been another woman at my place, she would have not been, maybe the... If these, not women, like if these troubles were there on a day, it would have turned into night.
Yeah.
So like see the intensity of trouble. But where they abuse you, where they like throwing everything around, breaking things around. We have
destroying everything.
We have gone through some of the episodes where we said people even used intestines around the neck of the Prophet. That's so much disrespect. One can just, you know, simply... get up and slap the other person. But we have seen the very calm behavior. Or like in the war, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he's about to behead his enemy. Mm-hmm. The moment that person spits on the face of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he leaves him, because now the war becomes personal. Now it's not Islamic. Imam Ali says, I just did not attack him at the very moment, because now the war became personal.
Yeah.
So we have so many teachings even in Islam that...
And we have a role model, Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, so we can have a look upon her life and see how she did in difficult situations.
Exactly. When your children, when your husband, when your family is trying to do something un-Islamic, express your displeasure. Express your anger.
Yeah.
But in a very modest way. Don't be abusive.
Yeah.
Don't be fighting.
Get out of manner.
Right.
This is the important fact. So as women, we have different emotions. One of them is rage and anger. And I guess this is a sign of being healthy, because as a normal human being, when something is against your will or against the truth, then you would get angry pretty much naturally. But the thing is how to control it and how to just know the ways of how to deal with it and how to express your feelings. This is the important fact. So this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something. to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in